I didn't want to become an activist, but I've become an activist because I want to see change. The pace of change in London seems glacial. I've been to the Netherlands, I've seen how it can be. I've seen societies where people from 8 to 80 can enjoy the streets, where children cycle to school. 50% of children cycle to school, that's junior school in the Netherlands. 90% of children cycle to secondary school in the Netherlands. You know, who wouldn't want some of those freedoms for their own children? It's not about me, my generation. It's about my son. It's about the choices we make now will affect them.
You've been a cyclist for over 40 years, but yet you've been through some horrible things that you'd think would put anyone off cycling on London streets.
Yeah, I have. Actually, what's interesting is I probably had fewer bad experiences back in the kind of 80s, 90s, when there were fewer people cycling, but there wasn't this sort of demonisation of people for using a bike, you know. There wasn't this kind of idea of a cyclist as being some kind of like outlaw who jumped red lights, who was there to be hated. But actually what's happened, and I think the reason that this has happened, is because you've had a massive increase in cycling in London, which is great in the last few years, but what you haven't had is any change in the infrastructure. They've got motorists and cyclists and pedestrians all competing for a very limited amount of space, and it's not working for anybody. What needs to happen is cyclists, particularly on main roads, people who use bikes need to have their own space. They need to be away from cars. They need to be protected from cars. That's one thing. The other thing that's happened is there's obviously the growth of mobile phone use and the growth of distraction gadgets in people's cars, you know, from sat nav to radios. Over the years, I've had some terrible experiences. I mean, I've been hit by a coach in the 90s, and this was in Earls Court. And basically, me and a coach left the traffic lights at the same time, and the coach swung towards me as we went, and pushed me against railings. I managed to leap over the railings, luckily, and I got my foot crushed. I had a witness, and that went to court. And you know, this is back in 96, and I discovered then that actually the legal system doesn't really give you much when you ride a bike. The legal system doesn't really support you. What happened was I got this sort of story, this sob story, oh, this poor man, he hasn't been able to drive his coach, he's been an unblemished coach driver for 30 years, da 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 da. And we all know what cyclists are like. And it's like, oh, we all know what cyclists are like. Okay, so we're all the same. Everyone who rides a bike is the same. We're not individuals. And that narrative has just got worse and worse. So, you know, I got hit by a driver jumping a red light. Not me jumping red light, the driver jumping a red light at Baker's Arms. Luckily, you know, people were shouting red light at her. And she just drove off. And luckily I'd managed to anticipate what was going to happen. I got hit by a driver ignoring a give way sign who sped up, going about 40 miles an hour. I went from one side of the road to the other and landed on my back. That driver virtually destroyed my bike. Again, drove off. Handed me 40 quid and drove off. I don't know how I walked away from that, but I did. I was bruised. But for 2 weeks afterwards, every time my you know, eyes closed and I fell asleep, I was going bang, bang. It was shocking. And that's just mentioning the, you know, those incidents. But on a daily basis, you get people revving at you, you get people driving too closely, you get people on roundabouts literally driving their car at you and then swerving at the last minute and laughing. I've had people follow me shouting abuse. I've had to hide from men coming out of cars, and it's like, what for the crime of being a person on a bicycle, particularly a woman actually. And you wonder why not so many women choose to cycle. Well, I'm quite tough and I've had to endure this. And you know what? A lot of women wouldn't put up with that. They'd go, do you know what? This is too much. I don't need this in my life. Of course, you're getting a huge dropout rate. You know, and that's, I mean, and the figures show that actually a lot of people start cycling and then give it up. Well, I don't blame them. People have been told that if you have a car, you come first. You're important. The legal system says that you're right. Your rights come first. We need to actually rethink about how we allocate space in cities. There's a huge investment in transport, obviously, with things like Crossrail, but there also needs to be a huge investment in infrastructure that encourages people not to drive. If you build it, they will come. You know, if you build proper space infrastructure that's protected for people on bikes, they will use it. If you don't, then you'll just get Dayglow Darth Vader lot, the macho men in Lycra. That's what you get, because you've essentially said that cycling is dangerous, you've said that it's a sport, and you've said that it's not for women, it's not for old people, it's not for kids, it's for a very specific demographic of young men. But, you know, even in London, you go to different parts of London, you notice a difference. Like, if you're in Putney, Richmond, where there's no cycle infrastructure, you barely see a woman on a bike, barely. Same with Northern Forest, there's not many women cycling. However, if you go somewhere like Hackney and London Fields, suddenly you see different people riding bikes. And it's like, wow, this, you know, this is almost like a glimpse of what it could be like. And it's lovely. You know, what's not to like about people riding around and, like, not polluting, not posing any danger to other people? There's nothing lovely about cars, is there? Especially when, like, 60% of journeys in London are one person driving a car, a massive oversized vehicle. That's not an efficient use of space, resources, anything. You know, 2/3 of journeys are under 5K. Again, journeys that could be walked or cycled.